Matthew chapter 24. And Jesus came out from the temple and was going away, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. But he answered and said to them, Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, there shall by no means be left here a stone upon a stone which shall not be thrown down. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the consummation of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. And they will lead many astray. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for it must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of birth pangs. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all the nations because of my name. And at that time many will be stumbled and will deliver up one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be multiplied, the love of the many will grow cold. But he who has endured to the end, this one shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him who reads understand. Then let those in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not come down to take the things out of his house. And let him who is in the field not turn back to take his garment. But woe to those who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter, nor on a Sabbath. For at that time there will be great tribulation, such as has not occurred from the beginning of the world until now, nor shall by any means ever occur. And unless those days had been cut short, no flesh would be saved, but on account of the chosen, those days will be cut short. At that time, if anyone says to you, Behold, here is the Christ, or here, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will arise, and will show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen. Behold, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, Behold, he is in the wilderness, do not go forth. Behold, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For just as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the corpse is, there will the vultures be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And at that time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the land will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. and he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his chosen together from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other end. But learn the parable from the fig tree. As soon as its branch has become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that the summer is near. So also you, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Truly I say to you that this generation shall by no means pass away until all these things happen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall by no means pass away. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of the heavens, nor the Son, but the Father only. For just as the days of Noah were, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as they were in those days before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day in which Noah entered into the ark, and they did not know that judgment was coming, until the flood came and took all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. At that time, two men will be in the field. One is taken, and one is left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One is taken, and one is left. Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord comes. But know this, that if the householder had known in which watch the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you also be ready, because at an hour when you do not expect it, the Son of Man is coming. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave, whom the master has set over his household, to give them food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, that he will set him over all his possessions. But if that evil slave says in his heart, My master delays, and begins to beat his fellow slaves, and eats and drinks with the drunken, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour which he does not know, and will cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. In that place there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth.